Great. So now I'm going to introduce Kate Lefkowitz, who's going to give us sort of an overview of the workshop today and overview of the topic of emerging mobility, and she will in turn introduce each of our panelists. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us for today's PAPCO and Paratech joint meeting on emerging mobility. I'm going to provide a brief overview of the term and why we decided to focus on this issue for today's joint meeting, and then hand it over to our panelists to delve into case studies of transportation network company and transit agency partnerships, legislation that focuses on making TNCs more accessible, and a local pilot that is using app-based technology to improve transportation for older adults and people with disabilities. So we are borrowing San Francisco County Transportation Authority's definition of emerging mobility, and it's defined as the following. And again, this is a working definition as emerging mobility is constantly changing. So SFCTA defines emerging mobility as the following: a private or nonprofit transportation service or technology that uses public roads and sidewalks and automates at least three of the following characteristics: driving, vehicle tracking, matching sharing, routing, billing, crowdsourced routing, reservations, orders, customer feedback, vehicle locking, and unlocking. And similarly, to be consistent with how we define transportation network company, since TNCs are regulated at the state level, we are using California Public Utility Commission's definition, and CPUC defines TNC as the following: a company or organization operating in California that provides transportation services using an online-enabled platform to connect passengers with drivers using their personal vehicles. So in the past few years, there's been a variety of mobility services and technologies emerge, from TNCs to shared ride van services, shared bicycles and scooters, to automated vehicles that are being tested in our cities. For today's panel, we are focusing primarily on transportation network companies and microtransit. Additionally, with the advent of TNCs, there's been a reduction of traditional taxi services, which many Alameda County city-based programs have relied upon to provide reliable, low-cost, same-day transportation services. We also know, based on our 2017 paratransit needs assessment, on-demand accessible trips is a perennial problem that has been identified as a priority in every needs assessment and has also been conducted in the county and throughout the Bay Area. So how do we ensure TNCs become accessible and available in an equitable way to all users? Over the past few years, we have seen several jurisdictions begin to integrate TNCs into their paratransit programs, and additional city-based paratransit programs are contemplating adding TNCs into their suite of transportation services. So this slide shows the 8 jurisdictions that have or are about to integrate TNCs into their same-day transportation programs for older adults and people with disabilities.
Could you please enumerate them? Blind people cannot see the slides.
Yes.
Thank you.
So we have the City of Albany. This is an active program. We also have the City of Emeryville. It's an active program. The City of Fremont, City of Newark, and City of Union City, these programs are in progress. The City of Hayward and the City of San Leandro have active programs that were launched in January 2019. And Wheels Go Dublin is not a part of Wheels' specific paratransit program. It's available to everybody. It's same day on demand. And Wheels pays for half of the fare for trips that are within the Dublin service area. And so this is a rideshare option. So if you choose an Uber or Lyft and you choose the carpool option, Wheels will pay half of your fare. But we have this on here because it's in Alameda County. So we would really like today's panel to be an opportunity for information sharing around emerging mobility and lessons learned as we work to improve transportation options for the county's older adults and people with disabilities.